about 20 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Yes, it's Mozart and the overture to Apollo and Hyacinthus, the very first opera Mozart ever composed. And yes, he was about 11 years old at the time. There we listened to Capella Istropolitana, led by Barry Wordsworth, on KPR. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Monday afternoon. We're enjoying the likes of Rachmaninoff and Arnold Bax this hour, and all the while hoping to hear from you with a pledge of support for classical music at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. Support for KPR also comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical. An uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. The Philadelphia Orchestra joins us now, Eugene Normandy, our conductor, with a piece that's both martial and strident, composed in 1876 by Tchaikovsky. Here's March Slav, or the Slavonic March. Composed in 1876, the March Slav, or Slavonic March, by Tchaikovsky, and played by the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Eugene Normandy, here on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come, the Bozar Trio and some chamber music by Sergei Rachmaninoff that utilized a few techniques he picked up from Tchaikovsky, Elegiac Trio No. 1, still to come. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Latchkey Deli for providing lunch during our membership drive. Serving deli-style sandwiches and Italian sodas, Latchkey Deli, located at 1035 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. Support for music programming on KPR today comes from Anne Frances of Topeka, in memory of her late husband, Jack Fitzpatrick, who supported public broadcasting, including local stations KTWU and Kansas Public Radio. Thank you, Anne, for your continued support of KPR in Jack's name. We're also asking for you to consider supporting Kansas Public Radio today during our fall pledge drive. You can make your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling toll-free at 888-577-5268 and support classical music, a very difficult thing to find on the radio and a thing very much in need of your support in the context of the cuts to public broadcasting at the federal level. And here today, helping us to bring that message home are some old friends and some new friends. From KJHK, we have former KPR staffer Bobby Wasacek and Bryce Davis, as well as the former host of Morning Edition and the current host of Jazz Overnight, Tom Parkinson. Tom, you know it's bad when you retire and they make you keep working. Isn't that right?
They just won't let me get away. Well, it's great to be here. It's my pleasure to be here to help you support the station that we all love and enjoy so much, especially the classical music with Jeff. This is kind of my morning show now. I was just telling Bobby here, I was for so many years showing up here at 3 a.m. to do Morning Edition. Now I sleep in a little bit, so I usually don't catch Morning Edition or Cordelia's show. So your show is my morning show now.
Nice.
It's great, yeah. I'm a jazz guy now. Here's the deal in a nutshell. As I'm sure you have heard, we are facing some really serious cutbacks in our budget from the federal cuts to public radio, to the CPB. That is affecting us greatly, and we've always needed your help. We've always been more or less a community radio station dependent on our listeners and businesses in the communities to keep us going, but that is true now more than ever. We really need your support. Here's what you need to do. give us a call, 888-577-5268, or you can make your pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. Go ahead and do that right now. Get us off to a good start here on our afternoon classical music program with Jeff. Once again, that's 888-577-5268. I'm joined this morning by a former KPR staffer and now general manager at our sister station here at Kansas University, KJHK. Bobby Wasichek is with us. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me on. I'm here for Sustaining Member Monday, which is one of my favorite parts of the membership drive because I'm a sustaining member myself. I donate $15 a month, so if you'd like to join me in doing that, you're welcome to reach out to us at 888-577-5268 or go to kansaspublicradio.org to contribute. We also have a second pledge going on right now, a challenge, if you will. Retired KU faculty Frank Barron is adding $200 to the next 10 pledges of any amount. So if you donate $50, he'll add $200 to it. If you donate $200, he'll match it. It's a really great opportunity to be getting in on here. But yeah, like Tom mentioned, I work for KJHK now, which is primarily managing students that are 18 to 22 and helping develop their love for radio. Gracie, who's tabbing here today, was actually one of my former students, and I got to work with her for many years. But yeah, we brought Bryce Davis here is my current music director, and I'd love for him to share his love and passion for radio with you all before we kick it back to some music.
Oh, for sure. I don't know. My passion for radio came a while back when I used to just listen to, 91 The Bull all the time, or like the Kansas City radios, every time I used to go to class and stuff, especially when it came to like classical music, because I was huge into sampling back then, and all my favorite artists used like classical samples. Like, example, Nas using, Ahmad Jamal. I love music. That whole song, the composition.
He used Poinciana.
It was, No, exactly. And it was just amazing how to see like how those people use like the classical music into like their advantage. They twist it around, do all these cool stuff with it, and it's amazing. But yeah, if you do want to donate for us to get opportunities like this, that number is 888-577-5268, or you can go online at kansaspublicradio.org. Jeff, right back to you.
Well, kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge in any amount that you want and any amount that you can. If there's one thing I've always said, it's that giving to Kansas Public Radio is very affordable because we only ever ask what you can afford, whether that means a $20 gift right now, a $50 gift, or whether you can maybe sustain us at $10 a month or $15 or perhaps $20 a month. Whatever it takes and whatever this music is worth to you, now's the time to hear from you at kansaspublicradio.org. A little chamber music now, the Bozar Trio, and music written by Rachmaninoff when he was 18 years of age in 1892. They call this the Elegiac Trio number 1 on KPR. The Bozar Trio, and music written by Sergei Rachmaninoff in 1892 when he was about 18 years of age. Elegiac Trio number 1 in G minor on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1243. Support for classical music comes from LMH Health's new Cancer Center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. And Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information is at bluecollarpress.com. We've got the Ulster Orchestra joining us in a few minutes with a delightful tone poem from Arnold Bax called Summer Music, still to come here on Kansas Public Radio. But before that happens, I'm joined by Bobby Wasichek and Bryce Davis of KJHK, as well as the current host of Overnight Jazz, Tom Parkinson. And we want to have a talk with you about supporting Kansas Public Radio, especially during Sustaining Member Monday. There's a big bonus in store for KPR if we get enough sustainers by the end of today, but it takes you to help us get there with a pledge of support at kansaspublicradio.org or call us toll-free at 888-577-5268. 5268, Tom, what's the board look like in there?
Well, it's looking good. We're getting off to a good start. We have a few people that have called in so far. Right now, we're waiting for you, there, dear listener, to make your call and your pledge of support to this public radio station. Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and all the other stations around the eastern part of the state. Enjoying Jeff's show this morning? Well, give us a call and say, yeah, I like what Jeff is doing. Whatever you can afford, that's the beautiful thing about a pledge to public radio is you decide what's it worth to you. We can make a suggestion. We think it's worth at least $10 a month. That would be a $120 pledge, but you don't have to come up with the whole $120 and right now. Or you can if you want. You can bring it in and pay it in cash if you want. That's fine. But a lot easier way to do it is by becoming a sustainer and having that $10 or $20 a month, whatever you decide, directly taken out of your bank account or your credit card as you choose, and that way you become a sustaining member. We're especially looking for sustaining members on this day. Retired KU faculty member Frank Barron will add $200 to the next 10 pledges in any amount to support KPR. So take this opportunity right now to make your pledge go even further. We've got 40 left on our sustainer countdown. So why don't you be one of those? Knock it down to 39 for us. You can do that right now at 888-577-5268. I'm joined by KJHK General Manager Bobby Wasichek.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to give a shout out and a thank you to someone who has taken advantage of our Sustaining Member Monday. So thank you to Carol Ball of Topeka. And then we had several anonymous donors, some that gave a large donation that they, you know, just gave as a one-time gift. And then we've also had some other new sustaining members out of that. So any way that you feel comfortable supporting, we're happy to have it from you. I myself am a sustaining member of Kansas Public Radio. I donate $15 a month and I don't even have to think about it. It just gets charged every month to my card and I get to continue enjoying this service that I love and need, especially during this time. So I work with college students. I work with the students over at KJHK, and I brought one of them with me today. So, Bryce Davis, would you be willing to share a little bit about why this matters?
I've been at KJHK for about 3 years now, and it was probably the greatest thing that I've ever did as a college student, especially because we just do so much with the community. There's so much that we give back. There's so much they give to us. I remember my freshman year, Gracie over here brought us to KPR and was like, oh, this is where, you know, I'm going to be working at. And I saw all this cool stuff, especially just being in the room right now. It's the most bone-chilling thing ever. Like, just getting goosebumps when I first walked in. I was like, wow, this is really KPR. This is amazing. And, oh, my goodness. If you want to help out with these opportunities that students get, though, you can call in at 888-577-5268. Once again, that's 888-577-5268. Or you can go online at kansaspublicradio.org. Jeff, up to you.
kansaspublicradio.org to make your pledge during Sustaining Member Monday. And one of the things you might be struck by is just how easy it is to make that donation. You'll be on the website and off before you know it, or if you call 888-577-5268 and speak with one of our volunteers, it takes just a few questions and then it's done. The important thing to decide, though, is how much to pledge. That part entirely up to you, whether you're willing to give a $20 gift right now, a $50 gift, or whether, as a sustainer, maybe you can join us at $5 a month, perhaps 10, perhaps 15, or even more. Whatever this music means to you, and however important you feel it is for the community, that's what we're asking for right now. And it's a great time to do it. Frank Barron will help extend the value of your pledge with a contribution of his own. The Ulster Orchestra has a performance for us right now, written in 1917 for Sir Thomas Beecham, English composer Arnold Bax, and a little look back at the summer with Summer Music on Kansas Public Radio. An atmospheric tone poem, one composed in 1917 by English composer Sir Arnold Bax, called Summer Music. performance by the Ulster Orchestra and conductor Bryden Thompson, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is just about 1 p.m., and the news from NPR is just around the corner, and that's followed by more classical music. Listen after the news from NPR to enjoy In the Hall of the Mountain King by Edvard Grieg. The Swiss Baroque soloists have the music of Bach, one of the Brandenburg concertos, and pianist Maurizio Pollini, along to play as Beethoven's Moonlight Piano Sonata. That and much more are still to come. And all the while, we hope you can be the next one to support classical music on KPR with a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling toll-free at 888-577-5268. KPR needs your support now more than ever. Thanks for all you do to support Kansas Public Radio.
Every weekday.
That's every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m., morning edition, here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9. And K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5.
The Dow is down 25. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Shaking the pillars of heaven just a little bit with the help of Edvard Grieg, and one of his most memorable musical phrases, In the Hall of the Mountain King, from Peer Gynt, Suite Number 1. Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra getting us started in our 1 p.m. hour of the classics on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be with you to share classical music, as always. Also happy and looking forward to hearing from you with a pledge of support for classical music during KPR's Fall Pledge Drive on Sustaining Member Monday. If you can support KPR with an ongoing monthly gift, we need to hear from you right now at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 1-888-577-5268. And as we await your pledge, we've got plenty of music to enjoy. An absolute mood of a piano sonata, Beethoven's great Moonlight Piano Sonata with Maurizio Pollini, as well as the great English folk song suite of Ralph Vaughan Williams. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Latchkey Deli for providing lunch during membership drive, serving deli-style sandwiches and Italian sodas. Latchkey Deli, located at 1035 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. We'll spend a bit of time now with the Swiss Baroque soloists enjoying music by Bach and the 4th Brandenburg Concerto, next on KPR. The music of Bach, the 4th Brandenburg Concerto, in G major, given to us today by the Swiss Baroque soloists, on Kansas Public Radio. Do stay with us. Beethoven's Moonlight Piano Sonata, coming up in just a few minutes, along with the enjoyable, highly edifying English folk song suite of Ralph Vaughan Williams, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable e-books, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org. Support also comes from you, and you are by a wide margin the most important source of support for Kansas Public Radio during our Fall Pledge Drive. And it is Sustaining Member Monday on our Fall Pledge Drive, and the way this works is an anonymous donor from Topeka plans to donate an additional $10,000 to KPR. That is if we are able to receive 73 sustaining members by the end of today. Why 73? That's about as long as KPR has been on the air, 73 years. and we hope for another 73 more. But the only way that happens is with your support and your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling toll-free today at 888-577-5268. Of those 73 sustaining members, we only need 37 more. We've been chipping away at this goal all morning and afternoon, and we are getting tantalizingly closer to that $10,000 bonus. We're joined by the host of Overnight Jazz, Tom Parkinson, as well as a few friends from KJHK. One of them you might know well, the current general manager of KJHK and former KPR staffer, Bobby Wasicek. Bobby, it's good to see you again today. Glad you could make it in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's always I love Philly. You know, it's just such a beautiful space to get to share and like help young up-and-coming radio folks find their footing over here. But I hope you, like me, I'm a sustaining member here at KPR, and I hope you will join us today in making a sustaining donation. We are about halfway to our goal to get all of the sustaining members we need to unlock that $10,000 gift, like Jeff mentioned. And additionally, you could get extra money by being a part of the KU faculty Frank Barron challenge. He's adding $200 to every gift, and we only have 3 pledges left on that challenge. So you could get in on helping sustaining members, and you can get in on helping with that additional challenge. So it's never been a better time. I have my student Bryce here with me, and maybe before Bryce says thank you to some folks, he could share that, how you could contribute.
Oh, for sure. So we have 2 ways that you can contribute to this lovely radio station. First one is going online at kansaspublicradio.org. Second one, you can call in to the most wonderful Amber at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. I want to do a quick shout out to Julia Rivera from Olathe, Kansas, Anonymous from Lawrence, and another big Anonymous from Topeka. KPR is on their house, is on at their house pretty much all day, and that's what we like. Just all of our stuff just playing and playing and playing. And I think that's super, super cool to have. Tom, what's the word?
Well, it's great to have you here with us, Bryce. It's always nice when we have students come in and younger people here, some young blood in the station. If you are somebody listening today, maybe you are under 40 or 50, I would just like to make a special appeal to you because so many of the classical music listeners are over 50, some of them way over 50. In fact, some of our listeners are dying. We need to replace, we got to get some young blood.
Thank you for that
listening to
note.
Classical music. Same with jazz, which is what I do at night. So I would just like to say, if you are a young person listening, defy the stereotype that classical music is something that old people listen to. That's just not true at all. Right, Bryce?
That's true.
It's for everybody.
Yeah, for everybody. And KPR is here for everybody, everybody in the community. And that includes you. We would like to welcome you as part of our effort here at Kansas Public Radio. And you can make that happen right now with your phone call to support what you're hearing here. The classical music, the jazz at night that I do with Bob McWilliams, and, of course, NPR News and all the wonderful programs that we bring you on the weekends. And 24 hours a day, every day, we're here for you. And we're coming to you now to ask you to be there for us. It's really easy. We've got a number set up for you to do just that. It's 888-577-5268. If you prefer, go online to our website and you can make your pledge there. It's really easy to do. KansasPublicRadio.org. Make a pledge in any amount. We suggest $10 a month. It's really easy to do. You can become a sustaining member. $10 a month. And that's a $120 pledge. It goes a long way. And as we've been saying, if you do that today, if you're one of the next, now it's 37 people to do that, you'll get a bump and even more money will come into KPR because of your pledge right now at 888-577-5268. So what do we have coming up, Jeff?
Pianist Maurizio Pollini. He's going to give us one of the great gifts that Beethoven gave to the world, sort of the epitome of our image of Beethoven as a solemn and brooding composer. Let's listen to the Moonlight Piano Sonata on Kansas Public Radio. There at the keyboard, pianist Maurizio Pollini, bringing us Beethoven and one of the greatest musical gifts that he gave the world. his Moonlight Piano Sonata. Piano Sonata number 14 in C-sharp minor, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's now 1:44 and NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour, and before the hour is through, the London Symphony Orchestra and a memorable work by Rayfawn Williams, the English Folk Song Suite, still to come. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs, to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org. We're having a lot of fun enjoying classical music this Monday afternoon, but we've also got an important mission. It is KPR's Fall Pledge Drive, and we're hoping to hear from you with a pledge of support for classical music at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can also call us toll-free and speak with a volunteer at 888-577-5268. This is your opportunity to pledge your support for classical music if it is important to you on the radio, and if it's something that you want to see continue, we need your help right now. Pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. We are in the Pitch Studio with the host of Overnight Jazz, Tom Parkinson, as well as a few friends from KJHK, Bryce Davis, and Bobby Wasichek, a former KPR staffer. Thanks for making it in today, Bobby.
Thank you so much for having me. I really do think that you should give a call in if you get a chance at 8. You call in and talk to us about why you love Kansas Public Radio. And something special you can get in on right now is that we have exactly one pledge left in our challenge from KU faculty Frank Barron. He's adding $200 to the next, it was 10 pledges total, but now we're just down to one left. So that's any amount. That's $50, that's $200, that's $500. Whatever you give, that $200 will be added to it. And while you're at it, you could make it a sustaining membership, and that would get us to our sustainer countdown. Like Jeff mentioned, my name is Bobby Wasichek. I work over at KJHK, and I brought one of my very favorite students over with us. His name is Bryce Davis, and he's our music director, so you want to say hey.
How's it going, y'all? I do want to give a quick little shout-out to two anonymous members with these really huge donations. This is insane, just seeing these numbers right now. Both from Lawrence, Kansas, so big shout-out, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, what can I say?
Nice.
I do want to nerd out a little bit, just talking about classical music. I am a film student, and this is all like that we work with, especially in my sound design class. All we do is just search through like classical songs. Sometimes we have to listen to KPR and try to like pick out, you know, which song we want to use. Whether it be, you know, like Mozart just played Sonata 14, that's what it is. We had to use that from one of our like classical films that we did back then. We had to shoot like a silent film, and we was like, you know what, this song is good. We heard it first at KPR. And we were like, oh, we should use this. This is perfect right here. And it was like the best thing ever. But yeah, no, and you can help support by calling in at 888-577-5268. Once again, that's 888-577-5268 or at kansaspublicradio.org. Up to you, Tom.
Well, Bryce, that really warms my heart to hear you say that, because I'm so happy to hear people talking about classical music and enjoying it, especially younger people. As I was saying before, it's really important that we grow the audience. We would like to have your support right now at 888-577-5268. It's really easy to do. It takes, you know, we talk about it so much during these pledge drives, it maybe sounds like a difficult and complicated thing to do, and it's really not. It's really easy. It just takes a couple of minutes of time. Call up. We've got some friendly people to answer the phone, and they'll ask you your name and address. If you want to be anonymous, that's fine as well. And how much would you like to contribute? And that's the beautiful part. It's up to you. Whatever you want to contribute is entirely up to you. We can make a suggestion. We usually say $10 a month is good. It doesn't really bend your budget that much, I'm sure, and really helps us a lot, especially right now. You could be the last person. We've got one pledge left in this challenge to become a sustaining member, and that'll add an extra $200 to your pledge, but only if you do it right now. 888-577-5268.
Or kansaspublicradio.org. Pledge whatever amount you can, whatever you feel the music is worth to you. It is Sustaining Member Monday, and if you can help us out on a monthly basis right now, that would be a big difference, not only to the station in general, but also during Sustaining Member Monday, where if we get 37 more sustainers before the end of the day, an anonymous Topeka donor will kick in an additional $10,000 to KPR. That's $10,000 that we need during an especially crucial time with the elimination of public media nationwide at the federal level. If you have opinions about that, this is an opportunity to make your voice heard on that matter. Pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. So we heard Beethoven's Moonlight Piano Sonata, and we're going to change the mood up a bit with the London Symphony and conductor Adrian Bolt and the famous English Folk Song Suite by Rayfawn Williams next on KPR. Yes, it's the London Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Adrian Bolt, in Gordon Jacob's own arrangement of a famous piece by Rayfawn Williams, his English Folk Song Suite, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is just about 2 p.m., and up ahead is NPR News, a brief update of headlines, followed by the next hour of classical music, one that'll bring us a Spanish dance, one of the Boccherini guitar quintets, and the Vienna Philharmonic and music that is synonymous with passion itself, the Adagio of Spartacus by Kachaturian. We'd also like to say a big thanks to those of you who have made your pledge of support for classical music at kansaspublicradio.org. Make your voice heard. Be the next one to support us with a pledge and help during Sustaining Member Monday. A big bonus from an anonymous donor in Topeka will be KPRs if we get the sufficient number of sustainers before the end of the day. Be the next one to support us. We'll send you back to music in just a moment.
You know that Morning Edition ER News.
Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Garibaldi and Ballet Folklorico de Rio Grande, October 10th, 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
The Dow's up 3. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A touch of the exotic with Asturiantina, or Spanish dance, Number 8 by composer Enrique Granados, played by the City of Barcelona Symphony Orchestra and conductor Salvador Brotons, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back once again. I'm Jeff Watson with a little more classical music for a Monday afternoon, an hour that'll bring us another one of Boccherini's marvelous guitar quintets, along with Scottish dances for orchestra by Malcolm Arnold. Quite enjoyable, and with you in just a moment. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Field Day Fest, a farm-to-table dining experience featuring Chef Vaughn Good of Fox and Pearl at Caw Valley Field Day, October 11th. Tickets and details at cawvalleyfieldday.com. Support for KPR also comes from you, and we want to say a big thank you to everyone who has made a pledge so far for classical music in the morning and afternoon. During Sustaining Member Monday, you can be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling toll-free at 888-577-5268. We hope to hear from you in just a short time. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra up next, and conducted in this instance by Aram Kachaturian, and the music is by Kachaturian's own devising. This is music that has, ever since its premiere, been synonymous with romance, love, and passion, the Adagio of Spartacus, from Kachaturian's Spartacus Ballet on KPR. from the great Aram Khachaturian. A recording of him leading the Vienna Philharmonic in the Adagio of Spartacus from the Spartacus Ballet, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 2:20. And still to come, the Ataria Quartet, a Boccherini Guitar Quartet, and Malcolm Arnold's Scottish Dances, still to come. Support for music programming on KPR today comes from Anne Frances of Topeka, in memory of her late husband Jack Fitzpatrick, who supported public broadcasting, including local stations KTWU and Kansas Public Radio. Thank you, Anne, for your continued support of KPR in Jack's name. Thanks as well to those of you who have made your pledge of support for KPR during our fall pledge drive and sustaining Member Monday. It's important to remind you that everything that we do here on KPR is made possible with your support. Nothing happens unless you pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling us toll-free today at 888-577-5268. I'm joined today by Bryce Davids and Bobby Wasichek of KJHK, as well as the host of Jazz Overnight, Tom Parkinson. Now, I'm often late at the station sometimes, and I run into Tom quite a lot because we're both working from KPR's music library, our vast and ever-expanding catalog of classical and jazz pieces, one of the things that your contribution directly supports. How's it going in Pledge Central, Tom?
Well, we're doing really well here on this Monday afternoon. People are very enthusiastic about supporting your show, Jeff, and it really shows we're getting a lot of people calling in. You there, listener, if you have not made your contribution yet, don't put it off. It's Monday of the drive, but these things go by so fast, and as we've been mentioning throughout the this pledge drive, we really need your help now more than ever because of these budget cuts from the federal government are really hitting us and all the other public radio stations really hard. And, you know, when you're watching all these things happen, it's easy to think, well, what can I do, and to feel helpless. Well, here's something you can do, and you can do it right now. You can help support your public radio station, your pledge of support, right now at 888-577-5268. Supports everything that we do here, the news and public affairs programming, as well as the classical music and the jazz and everything else that you hear right here at KPR, is supported by you, by our listeners. Make that pledge of support right now. Call in and become a sustaining member at 888-577-5268, or Bobby Wasichek, they can do it online as well, right?
They sure can. Just for some listener information, I'm Bobby Wasichek, and I work at KJHK, which is the college radio station here on KU's campus. I have about 250 student volunteers that are a part of our radio station, and your support of public radio stations is ensuring that this field that a lot of these students are passionate about is still there for them when they graduate. We want to make sure that radio lives on for years to come, that those that are passionate about this have the space and can continue providing this service for you into the future generations. And so I implore you to join us today in contributing to Kansas Public Radio. We've had several people donate by giving us a call. I'd mentioned that on the last break that I love it when people call in because it just like it lights everybody up when we see a donation come through. It makes us feel so good. It feels so good to hear your voice. So call in at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. KPR has recently started hiring more and more KJHK students over here as interns to get to learn about the radio station process. I've already had two of my students start over here. One of my former students, Gracie, is in the studio with us and works over here now as a graduate. So I've got another student here with us right now.
My name is Bryce Davis. I also work at KJHK. I'm one of the music directors there, and we have a lot of fun with what we do. I've been a part of KJ for about 3 years now. I started off with content staff, ended up going up to the audio content editor, and then now I'm here as a music director, and I love what I do, especially listening to just local artists, local bands, musicians, hearing the stuff that they have going on, because it's different. It's way different, and it's just a really beautiful thing just to hear from the community about what they, you know, their talents, what they want to bring to the station, or just out there in the world. And I'm so glad that, you know, KJ is just a good platform for that. You know what I'm saying? If they want something going on, I'm the guy. But no, I do want to do a big shout out to Barbara Scheibel from Lawrence, Kansas, and Glenda Yoakum from Topeka, Kansas. Thank y'all so much for donating to doing it on the KPR. And to keep with that little topic that we got going on, you can donate at 888-577-5268. Once again, that's 888-577-5268. Tom,
or KansasPublicRadio.org. We've had a big response for classical music this afternoon. We really appreciate it, and we thank each and every one of you. We've got guitarist Richard Savino and the Ataria Quartet joining us now. Let's listen to some Luigi Boccherini, his fifth guitar quintet on Kansas Public Radio. And there, a charming visit from the Ataria Quartet and guitarist Richard Savino in Guitar Quintet No. 5 in D from Luigi Boccherini here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is about 2:44, and at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight at 7 p.m., Destiny has an hour of classical music for you, followed by Classics Live from 8 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Well, before we get to All Things Considered at 3 p.m., there's going to be some more music for you. Malcolm Arnold's Scottish Dances, four of them for you, in just a short time. But before we get to that recording by the Philharmonia Orchestra, I want to take a moment to say a big thanks to each and every one of you who has made your voice heard and pledged your support for classical music during the Fall Pledge Drive. You can do the same at KansasPublicRadio.org or by calling us toll-free at 888-577-5268. It's one of those times of the year where we bring you the crucial reminder that you are crucial to everything that we do here at KPR, especially during Sustaining Member Monday. On this day of the pledge drive, we're hoping to receive 73 new sustaining members. Why 73? Those are the number of years KPR has been on the air. And we have about just 34 members left to go on that challenge. And if we get 34 sustaining members before the end of the day, an anonymous Topeka donor will kick in an additional $10,000 to the station. Now's the time to do it. Don't wait. Make your pledge at KansasPublicRadio.org. I'm here with Bryce and Bobby of KJHK and the host of Overnight Jazz, Tom Parkinson. How's it going in Pledge Central?
It's going really well, Jeff. Thank you. Wonderful show this afternoon. I've really been enjoying. Called in. If you are not among that crowd, it's easy to remedy that. You can call right now at 888-577-5268. If you don't feel like making a phone call right now, you can always make your pledge online, KansasPublicRadio.org. I'm Tom Parkinson. I host the Jazz all night here. I used to be the morning edition host, but now I do Jazz all night long, every night, with my colleague Bob McWilliams. We trade off hours during the week. And when you call in with your support, you're supporting jazz, too, and classical music, obviously, and NPR News and everything else that we do with just that one phone call or one pledge online. Classical music and jazz have a lot in common in many ways. It's not pop music, and not everybody enjoys it as we do. It's a music that is a little bit more complex, a little bit more complicated than pop music. You know, I like some pop music too, but it's different. It just kind of comes at you, and it doesn't really involve the listener becoming that engaged with it. It's just kind of there. Whereas classical and jazz really involves the listener. You really have to kind of listen closely and know something and learn something about it to truly enjoy it. Jazz, sometimes called America's classical music, and they really have a lot in common in that way. And public radio is like that, too. It's not like commercial radio, where it just sort of comes at you and you don't have to do anything. To really enjoy public radio and get the most out of it, You need to be involved. You need to be engaged. And we're offering you an opportunity to do that right now for just $10 or $20 a month. It could really go a long way to keeping this station healthy and on the air. And when you hear Kansas Public Radio after you've made your pledge, you can say, I'm involved in that. I did that. That's my station. I pledged to that station. I helped keep it on the air. You can be one of those people. That's what we're encouraging you to do this afternoon. Go from being just a passive listener to being an active member of your community. Really easy to do. 888-577-5268.
Yeah, it's been such an absolute pleasure to be here this afternoon, joining our friends at Kansas Public Radio from us folks over at KJHK, the college radio station. We are looking for more sustainers. They are a little over halfway, but they're going to try to get 34 more between now and the end of All Things Considered. So let's help KPR get a head start on that and not feel worried about not making that goal by 6 or 7 tonight. We want to make sure that all those sustainers are met. I'm a sustaining member. That could be $12 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month. Like, whatever this service means to you, it's so helpful to have that little bit of extra push. And I'm going to kick it over to my student, Bryce, right before we need to kick it back to Jeff.
I want to give a special shout-out to the two donors in Topeka, Kansas. Thank y'all so much for just supporting KPR. What can I say? And it was such a pleasure being here as well. Just, you know, keeping in, oh, my God, this is what y'all do. It is just such an amazing place to be in, just to have fun. It's a good environment. I love it, guys. I love it so much. Jeff, back to you.
Thanks very much, Bryce. It's been great having you here today. It's nice to meet you today. Bobby, it's wonderful to see you again. And Tom, thanks for making it, as always. Gracie, thank you for tabulating. Thanks to all of you for your pledges of support. We've got about 10 minutes until 3 p.m., plenty of time for you to make your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. or toll free at 888-577-5268. And I decided I wanted to leave you with something strong this afternoon, music-wise. How about Scottish dances? That should do the trick. About four of them from composer Malcolm Arnold now with the Philharmonia Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Four Scottish Dances, composed by Malcolm Arnold, and played today by the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Bryden Thompson, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now just about 3 p.m., and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Time for me to say good afternoon to you, and thanks for joining me. I'm Jeff Watson, and I'll have more classical music for you at noon tomorrow. Thanks as well to Bryce Davis and Bobby Wasicek of KJHK. Thank you again to Tom Parkinson. And a big thank you to all of you who pledged your support for Kansas Public Radio during Classical Music and Sustaining Member Monday. Thanks for making your voice heard. Thank you for doing your part to sustain Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. You can listen online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. At that website, you can also make your pledge of support for Kansas Public Radio, whether that's for classical music, for jazz, for news, for everything that we do on Kansas Public Radio.